Major Michael Bakes on the African American Talk Radio Show on this magnificent Monday. Don't know where you are around the world and around the globe, but I pray that you're having as great a day as we are. But we've got a good one for you today, my good friend and partner. And I'm not going to say in crime because we don't do anything in crime. Michael Anthony Green, Shades of Truth Theater out of New York, is going to be our guest. And my sister, by another mother, Tyra Renee, of African American Women in Cinema, is going to be. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. I mean, wow! I mean, it's just been crazy in the office. The transition, November the 11th, the big day's coming up for us. We go satellite radio, 88.1, The Truth. Truth trusts the earth. Shall rise again. This is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr., my lovely co-host and my sister. I've got to say this real nice to her because I said last week that I could do this without her, and boy, she pouted all week long. Sonia Bishop is on vacation, a well-deserved vacation on the beach somewhere, and I hope her husband keeps her there for another minute. You guys know I'm clowning. It's going to be a good one. This is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show. We've got a lot to talk about. You're going to be entertained, empowered, and inspired. Remember, our greatest philosophy here on the African American Talk Radio Show is whether it's entertainment, preaching, teaching, whatever the situation is, if it doesn't educate, it exploits. And we're going to be back with, I believe, with two of the best out here. And I believe they've got information, not only information, but things that are going on that you need to hear about. We'll be right back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson.
And I'm Frances Robinson.
We're excited about the launch of our new skincare lines called Get Ready for Men and My Girl for Women.
Both of these lines feature breakthrough technology in skincare and some of the most cutting-edge formulations ever developed.
Frances and I will both be presenting these amazing new products. After all, who better to help me present them than my girl?
We look forward to working with you.
This is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr., your co-host. My co-host, Sonia Bishop, is away on vacation. We've got a real good one for you tonight, a good friend of mine, and we've partnered to hook up to do some things around the globe here. We're going to be starting in St. Louis around Christmas time. Michael Anthony Green of the Shades of Truth Theater, are you with us tonight on the African American Talk Radio Show?
I am with you, Bishop Bates. Glad to be here.
We are so glad to have you. We normally don't do it this way, but I'm just led tonight, so I'm going to go with my gut. You hold on for just one moment. Tyra Renee, are you with us tonight? African American Women's Cinema, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, Bishop. How are you?
I am blessed by the best. That's why I don't take no mess. I'm sweetly flavored and highly favored tonight. You see, I'm tough when I got good friends on the line. you know. Can I ask a question? You both are from New York, probably different cities. Do you know one another?
No.
I don't think so. I think I've had the pleasure. Pleased to meet you.
Michael Anthony Green, introduce yourself to Tyra Renee. You do the gentleman thing. Tyra, this is what I love, bringing folk together. Michael, tell us about what you do, and then we'll be telling everybody what you're about to do. Give us a little history before we go into it. And then, Tyra, would you do the same after Michael finishes? In fact, let's go. I think that'll be a good one. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, greetings, Tyra, and to your listeners. I'm Michael Green. I'm the producing director, visionary behind Shades of Truth Theater. It's a theater company here based in Harlem, New York City. And, our primary goal is to bring from the page to the stage plays that illuminate the entire Black experience. Now, what does that mean? That means there's no segment of our history that we are not afraid to explore creatively and give our own unique spin and present these very educational, inspiring, plays, stories that don't often get the type of platform that's needed. We find the resources, we do collaborations, we take our shows into schools, We use a lot of non-traditional venues and churches and community centers, but also we go to state-of-the-art theaters and some of the local universities and colleges who book our shows because of their educational components. We've been doing this for the last 15 years running, and we have a huge following here in New York City, in the tri-state area. People love what we do, and we love what we do, too. So, you know, we bring stories about, you know, Malcolm and Martin and Paul Robeson and Barbara Jordan and Shirley Chisholm. And, you know, we talk about Black Wall Street and of course, Emmett Till, which is coming up. So, you know, all of these subjects, and there's generations out here who are not engaged, you know, with our history, maybe the way we were. And some of us didn't get it. But there's a greater divide now with younger generations, you know, don't feel the relevance or the significance of knowing this kind of history. It's like, that was yesterday, and, you know, why dwell on that? You know, and oftentimes you meet somebody who will say, you know, listen, let sleeping dogs lie. You know, that's too painful. Don't go there. But, you know, not really understanding our history, you know, is a problem. When we see what's going on today and not connect the dots. But other than that, you know, there's so much in our history that needs to be illuminated, because we have a success story throughout our history, whether it's, you know, on the slave ships or you know, in Black Wall Street or the Civil War or any of the wars. Because there are moments of brilliance. There's moments of defiance. There's moments of manhood and womanhood that, and we don't tell these stories. And I'm telling you, it's beautiful.
Wow, Michael. Awesome. Ty Renee.
Yes, sir. That's beautiful. That's awesome. It always brings me great joy when I hear artistry on that level, because it's twofold. One, it's beautiful. And two, it's educational. And that is certainly apropos to what we need, particularly in this season that we're facing. Well, I'm the founder of African American Women in Cinema. We are a nonprofit organization that provides a platform for women filmmakers of color. We'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary in March. And we have been collaborating with organizations such as New York Women in Film, Image Nation, and recently we solidified a distribution deal in which we were able to offer several filmmakers a distribution deal distributing their film shorts, which is very unique. And the distributor will license their work and pay both U.S. dollars and euros. In addition to that, we've also launched a Women of Excellence Salute Awards that was hosted by Morgan Stanley and also sponsored by CBS. And I just felt that it was just time to really, really pay homage to these women who've been out there paving the way and providing a opportunity for those who are following in their footsteps. And so we wanted to pay homage to folks like Nima Barnett, who worked on Queen Sugar, which is a hit show on the Oprah Winfrey Network, and also reach back to the generation that is coming up and let them know that we salute their talent. We are about to launch an educational series that is focusing on the three E's, which is education, empowerment, and entrepreneurial. And what we're going to laser focus in on is the fact that if you're a director, you're an entrepreneur. If you're an actor, you're an entrepreneur. So we're going to deal with the practical business side of the creative side. So these are the things that we've been doing, again, for the past 20 years, collaborating, making headway, strong partnerships. We'll be out in Sundance doing a special screening, and we are actually, our educational series is going to launch at the end of this month. So that's just the gist of what we do.
Wow, so
very nice. Wonderful.
I mean, Only thing Michael left off, he called everybody's name, but I know it was he omitted it because he didn't want to flatter me tonight. But you know, they had a documentary on everybody but me. But I know I'm coming, so just I'll be there. You know, I'll be there in a minute. But I didn't want you guys to think that my friend was overlooking my history. Michael Anthony Green, Shades of Truth Theater out of New York City, Tyra Renee. Tonight's New York night. We'll be right back in a minute on the African American Talk Radio Show. Bishop Michael Bates Sr., man, I'm having a ball tonight. Miss you, Sonia, but we're having fun. We'll be right back in a minute.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every Dot Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every Dot Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the sign up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. Or email me at jimmy@everyblack. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every Dot Black family of websites.
We're back. This is Bishop Michael Beck Sr., your host on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. Remember, November the 11th, satellite radio. There are a series of different channels that are coming up that you're going to be blessed by. My engineer just gave me breaking news. Michael and Tyra, just hold on a minute. Breaking news about a hurricane that's on the line by the name of Sonia Bishop. Sonia Bishop, are you on the line?
You scared me there for a minute when you mentioned a hurricane.
Look, I sounded too real, didn't I, Mike?
Yeah, you did. I stopped breathing.
we're covered, brothers. We ain't got to worry about it. We're going to move on. Hold on. I don't know if she can hear us or not, but back in the studio, if you guys get Sonia on the line, let us know.
I'm back. I can hear you. Can you guys hear me?
I can.
Yeah.
I thought we were out of it. I was trying to get off the line before you got through.
No,
how are you, Sonia
no,
Bishop?
No. Hey.
How are you?
How is everyone tonight? I'm
wonderful.
We're listening to the show. And it sounds great. I wish I was part of it, but I'm listening. I'm in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Standing on my balcony looking at the Gulf of Mexico. And it is beautiful. I'm going to get a job down here picking up bottles so I can stay. It's a lot of shore to cover. I'm sure I can get some rent money if I walk far enough.
Oh, shut up, man. You're loaded. You don't have as much money as Michael Green and Tyra Renee, but you are right, man. You got Tyra Renee on the other line, Sonia. I know you can't stay. You got Michael Anthony Green.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy that you guys can be with us tonight, be with him, because I know he's lonely, but you guys are doing a great job. So I'm listening. I was like, oh, Queen Sugar. I was like, that's real stuff there.
Tell your husband, Georgie Wargy, Georgie Porgy, whatever you call him, we said hello.
I will.
I mean,
I wanted to welcome you guys to our show. I'm not there this week, but I am. I'm listening. But I am enjoying the beach, and I suggest everybody come to Alabama, because I said Alabama, but it's beautiful. But it's right next to Florida.
Wow.
I know you've been
in Alabama.
You've been sending pictures all day. Don't send any more.
Don't be jealous.
Okay,
I just wanted you to know where what was going on. So when I did this group trip, Tyra and the other gentleman, hey, we can come down here and create some havoc. Make our presence.
Absolutely. count me in.
I know,
okay.
Tyra, I know better. So let me see what Sonya did. I know her. She found out that we were about to have a huge casting call in St. Louis for roles in the Emmett Till story. And if I know Sonya, she's calling in trying to see if she could, so you could hear her mic so that you might have something for her. Sonya Bishop in the slick. I know why she called in.
That's all true. You could give me a personal PA sweeping up the little area just so I know what's going on with the show, and I'll be doing it.
All right. Sonya, talking to you.
Well,
George, I said hello.
I'm listening, and I miss you, Bishop Bates.
Likewise, baby.
Thank you, Miss Karen, for getting me in, and you guys continue
on.
Have a good night.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your vacation.